to holler at me. TLC, No Scrubs, it's Glide's Morning Glory with Sophie. Hi to Jess, she's loving the R&B this morning. Played you Dion Bromfield earlier, she's saying. Love this song, sung it at karaoke the other day. Came first. Go Jess, amazing. It is 8:48, we're catching up with Alex James, former Blur bassist who obviously lives on a farm near Kingham and is opening his farm for Harvest Festival this September. Got to have a little bit of a chat to him more about living in Oxfordshire and the farm and Kingham itself.
We moved here, we bought the farm on our honeymoon 8 years ago, and I was just thinking this morning as I wandered around how different it looked. It was sort of derelict, really. There was birds flying in and out and bats and bees. It was for the house of sort of bees and badgers. So we spent 8 years turning it into this cheese producing organic lovely food machine. But I think it's going to be most people who come are going to be local. I think it's really for local, you know. But there's been people dancing and celebrating in this valley since, you know, there's Roman remains and Iron Age settlements, you know. People have been celebrating at harvest time here for millennia. And so it's nothing new, really. But the food's definitely got better.
Oh, absolutely. And the Cotswolds has kind of weirdly become quite like a celeb fest. I mean, when you moved there, I mean, you say 8 years ago you bought it.
When we moved here, you moved to be away
from all that, right?
I mean, I think wherever you go, like, there's always really famous people and really posh people. And
but, you know, just the last few weeks, you've had both Kate Moss and Lily Allen getting hitched within the Cotswolds. And it seems to fit in perfectly with all Harvest being there now for the next glamorous Cotswolds event. It's gone from sort of being countrified to being quite lovely. Is it weird to you now that there's quite a lot?
I need to get a house in the country, somewhere quiet. But well, no, we do love living here. This is very much my home, and you know, I feel a part of the local community. And it's the Kingham Village Fete this weekend, so I'll be popping along there.
Good stuff.
For sure. You know, love a fete. There's always amazing cakes at the Kingham fete, but if you don't get there at 2:55, the smart money turns up early and grabs all the good cake.
This was like, because when we were at Cornbury last weekend, they have like the village tea kind of tent, and it's just hilarious. But then you walk along, and next thing was a pop-up of Pizza Express, and I thought I was hallucinating, and I was like, Pizza Express at a festival? This is just bizarre. But I mean, you've got Oaxaca, one of my favourite restaurants of all time.
Tommy's local. She's where she lives.
No, I didn't know that.
Where does she live? Toadine, I think, somewhere like that. Yeah. People who have good taste in music tend to have good taste in food, and the two go hand in hand. And I'm just amazed that no one's had a good go at doing a festival that celebrates food as much as it celebrates music. So, you know, I'm really, really thrilled that it's all going on and looking forward to welcoming everybody to the farm in September, on my wife's birthday, actually.
I remember, because we came to the launch, and it's a really, really gorgeous venue. You've got a fantastic view as well. And, you know, you sort of quietly trying to sneak in the fact that it was your wife's birthday and you were going to invite... many thousands of people to trample all of her nice grass. And I thought, you must have a patient wife.
Well, I mean, I don't think people can make as much mess, can't possibly make as much mess as cows. Cows tear the place up. They really do.
You just may have to reinforce the floor, because people are going to get a lot heavier over the weekend, you know. Just make sure you think that through. Alex, pleasure to speak to you. And obviously, we wish you all the best of luck with Harvest. I will be there with bells on.
Brilliant, Sophie. Excellent. Well, I look forward to welcoming you on September the 9th, 10th, 11th. And we've got the local bands playing on the 9th as well. Commotion,
yes,
which isn't happening this year, which is the local music festival. Mm-hmm. That's all going ahead. We were able to sort of get them involved, which I'm really pleased about.
And that's all benefiting kind of local music education and charity stuff as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's some really good local bands, you know.
I
was in a local band once and you know, it was just as much fun as being in Blur, actually. It was. Yeah. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, 10th, 11th. Brilliant.
Good stuff. And you can check all of that out at alexjamespresentsharvest.com. I better let you get back to planning and probably make a bit of cheese making in between.
A little bit, yeah.
Fantastic.
Right, lovely talking to you,
Thanks,
Sophie.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Clyde FM on the move with Against